Welcome to a Saturday night. A Saturday night called Open Mind. My name is Bill Jenkins, and we want to acquaint your mind with another, if we may. But you've got to be very careful about this mind, because it has a way of tunneling right into yours and coming up with things it's not supposed to. Oh, yes. We're going to have one of those psychic nights, if you don't mind. Ready to have yours expanded just a little bit? And when it comes to psychics, I guess that the foremost psychic in the world, the man who has demonstrated his expertise in the field of psychic, it's wrong to call it phenomena, more than anyone, any place, anywhere, is our guest tonight, and we're very proud to have him with us, Mr. Peter Hercules. Peter, welcome aboard.
Well, good evening. In the first place, I must say that I like the place very much. It's a nice space.
Yeah, got good
very
vibes.
Very comfortable,
here.
Good vibes, yes. But that's not the reason I'm here. I want to shake up the people.
You want to shake them up?
I cannot say everything what I want to say, but...
Hey, wait a minute. On this show, you can say anything you want.
Is that nice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Say anything you want. Just, you know, do it with style and class.
Okay, fine.
So what have you been up to? I know we know that you were involved in solving a lot of rather famous crimes. The Boston Strangler, the Sharon Tate killing, the Hillside
right.
Strangler.
Well, on the Sharon Tate case, the sheriff didn't want me on that time.
He didn't?
No, he wants to look for himself. And
was that Peter Pitches at that time?
Yeah.
Well, what was Peter's problem?
Well, part ego, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it I don't want psychics on. And two days later, part of the government called me that I have to be on the case. And I wasn't the case.
I think that law enforcement has changed their mind, by and large, about the input that a psychic can give them.
You know, I came in America in 1956, and nobody believed me. But over all these years, on murder cases and Harvard case, I did about... How many murder cases have worked on it?
Since I've known you?
Yeah.
Oh, over 500.
It's about 500. That threw in the gas chamber. Two guys.
What is your success rate? Say 500 cases?
Well, I would say about 80.
About 80%?
You know, I never worked on a case, or I always worked with the police.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not in the beginning, you know.
Well, I've noticed that police have
I wouldn't take a case without the police department.
Yeah.
Well, I need clothing.
It's their job.
And
what you can give them, it seems to me, is just a very valuable tool.
Clue. Like the Sharon Tate case, there was no clue at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, they are happy to find a key or a plug. The rest of it did the police. But I was the man what described the person. I was the man what put in the paper Charlie Manson. And it was Charlie Manson.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
So the judge didn't like it that I mentioned a name in there.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, Peter, you better shut up and say nothing. And that's what I did. I didn't found the gun, but Charlie Manson, what he put in the ivy, threw in the ivy. But I give very good evidence. There was not only Charlie Manson that was also involved for the killing, set up for the killing. Art Linklater's daughter was involved in the cult there. She jumped out the window a day later.
Mm-hmm.
Doris Day's son.
Yes, he was.
To do with that, he was on the list for to be killed. It is not all in the papers.
I remember that some of that came out at the time. I know that I was over at KFWB as a newsman.
And I was by the mamas and the papas with John Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
And I always got shot.
Mm.
Myself there with my wife.
Oh.
He had guards in the house, and when I came to his home, you know, we found the videotapes by John Phillips.
Mm.
And I was also at Peter Connect, district attorney of him. Beverly Hills that time. It was quite a case.
It was a terrible thing.
Yeah.
It took them a while to unravel that one. It was so strange. The modus operandi of the activity and the motivation behind it was something I think that was new for law enforcement.
Right.
They had never found just drug-crazed...
But in the beginning, it was very tough for me to work with the police, but they didn't believe me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But over all these years in cases, you know, you start believing me.
You find it a lot easier now to work with the police.
Very easy.
And As I said earlier, I know that there are many law enforcement agencies, certainly, accept the work of psychics, which is quite often
right.
Volunteered to them.
What I do the most of the time, you will laugh, and I tell you, when I work on a case, before I start working, I said to the chief of police, now listen, you give me a file from anybody, any file, and can I put my hands on it? And he was courageous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to the sergeant, pick up a file. And I will put my hand on it. I said, it had to do with 5 people involved. And it had to do with dope. And there are 3 arrests, and you're looking for 2. And that public guy's out. And don't understand. And he said, how do you know this? Well, I don't know.
You were just right on target.
And we'll find that tonight.
Yes. Well, I know that, you and I could talk on, but I ordinarily, as a rule, find that it's, I usually don't do psychics because people get upset about listening to 2 or 3 hours of a psychic work if they're not on the line getting ready to be read. But tonight we have Peter Horkos here.
Yeah.
And every single call, I think, will be a revelation to you. And one of the things that I want you to understand, you the listener, even though you may not be on the line yourself, is that you're going to hear something that you probably wouldn't believe that happened, that this man could know as much as he is going to know about the people who call in. And when you do call in, when you get through, we want to take a little time between each call. I would like input from you as to his accuracy. Because you want to hear that too, don't you, Peter?
Right.
You want it right down the line. We don't want any guessing games here.
No.
Nothing general, nothing vague. And Peter is here with me at the studios of KABC, and you are where you are. And it's not often I feel that you get a chance to enjoy the masterful work of Peter Horkos, but that's what you're going to get tonight. Let me give you the numbers. In Los Angeles, 5 possible to all of us, however.
Yeah.
You know, let us not waste Peter's time by saying, how am I going to do in my job, and, you know, things
right.
of that nature.
No, that's okay.
Just, you know, whatever it is that you want to discuss with Peter.
Right.
And see what he can find out if he wants to, and maybe he won't. So, you ready to go for it? We have Tony on the line. Hello, Tony. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Tony.
Peter, how you doing?
Fine. Do you know me, Tony?
I followed your career for...
But you never talked to me before.
No.
You are not without a job, Tony. I see you working.
Excuse me?
You are not without your job. I see you working.
Working?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're employed.
Well,
yes.
Self.
No, let me tell you. You started from scratch. You didn't add anything, and you built it up yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it was not easy. And I also see you married.
No, I'm single.
No, I saw you, that woman, what you had before.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, huh?
Right.
I don't want to go in details.
Go in detail. I don't care.
Well, you should have broke up a long time ago.
I did.
Do you know that she was fooling around with somebody else?
Yes.
I know it, too. Who is Michael?
I don't know any Michael.
Did she... Is her boyfriend was Michael?
No. Sorry, I don't know that name.
Oh.
But that's not to take away from the power you have.
I know. But I see an extension. I see you working not alone. I see you working with 3 people. That's going to happen. How many people are you working now? Alone?
No. You're right. I'm working with more than 3 people.
No. You started with 3 people.
All right, basically you're right.
Right.
People.
And now I see 9 people.
Uh-huh.
And I see a building on, I see a changing there, where you work.
I'm at a crossroads, Mr. Horkos.
Right, but I see a changing. On the place where you live. Where your business is.
Yeah.
I see a changing there, I see a breaking out, and I see an extension.
Right.
That's going to happen.
Well, it's more than that. It's a whole transference of wealth. There's only me and my dad left. They just did a... He's terminal cancer. And the whole thing's supposedly coming to me.
No, I see you are the boss.
Yeah.
You will take over. I also see a bank loan. That's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tapped into $30 billion here in West Germany, and in Switzerland, I'm tapped into billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars other places.
You're talking about Zurich?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, I want you to leave your number. I want to talk to you.
Well, it's a nice meeting, but hold on. By the way.
The thing I'm trying to find out from you is, and this is my direct question to you, am I spiritually clean? Am I clean in this horribly corrupt world? Have I got myself set right with God?
Yes.
Does God like me or doesn't like me?
It is not always when you go to church, God. God is everywhere.
No, I don't go to church. I'm not a member of any organized religion.
Right, so is I.
All I want to be is just acceptable to God as a vessel or a servant or a warrior or whatever you want to call it, descriptive adjective-wise.
Yes.
And I'm asking you as a psychic, do you feel that I'm worthy enough to be a vessel for the Lord?
Yes. But you believe in the Lord and you pray in yourself, not in churches. And so long as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to worry about it.
Uh-huh. But you personally feel...
Yes, I personally feel, yes.
That I'm okay with the Lord? I'm not offending the Lord in any way?
Well, you have done a lot of mistakes. Everybody do mistakes. But you are straightened out. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I made mistakes in the past. I've repented.
But you are straightened out now.
But am I okay now?
And I see also you are okay, yes. You are straightened out. You are on the right track. Except there is no hope for your dad. It's spread all over. The lungs and down below the intestines.
You're right.
Thank you very
much. They castrated him. You're right.
Yes, I know.
They retired the cancer. They just
Well, he had cancer on the prostate, sir.
No, they castrated him. You know what that means?
Yes.
Okay.
But there was also a problem with the prostate.
Yes, you're right.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's where it was revealed. It was in his lower spine, in his blood, and in his...
Right, there's no hope.
You're absolutely right. How do I reach you personally, to meet you personally?
He's listed in the Valley Directory, but his phone number at home is 818-769-3146.
3146. Okay, Tony.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thank you very much, sir.
Bye-bye. And there you get an idea of just how Peter can hone in. So when the rest of you call in, don't ask Peter a question. He's just going to tell you things, right?
That's right.
You don't need to lead him on.
No.
He's going to get right on there with it. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind on this Saturday night at 20 minutes past 9 o'clock. Our guest is Peter Hercos. And as you can see, it'll be kind of a stimulating evening. And I hope all of you have a chance to get in. We'll try to get to as many of you as possible.
Or evening.
Yeah, evening.
Whatever I'd like to hang around with that guy, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what the... Good morning. Good evening, Peter. How are you?
Fine. I feel fine.
I can never get the time right.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
I'm like everybody else. I think I have a curiosity about what's going to happen to me down the road.
Well...
With a lot of confusion.
Well, what do you have to do with the attorney?
At this point, nothing.
Well, you had an attorney.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I'm not talking about 2 years ago. I talk many years ago.
Right.
I want you to have a completely physical checkup by the doctor. When was the last time that you went to the doctor?
A long time.
It was about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, let me concentrate.
Leon, there are no secrets here, you know. No, you're Herb.
I'm Herb. I don't know if I should be saying anything.
Herb,
yeah.
I see you working. You're not without the job.
Right.
And it's a job where you work for quite a long time. I'm not talking about 6 months or 8 months.
No, I've only been there about 8 months at this point.
Yeah, but I see no changing yet. Don't quit yet. Did you was planning to quit?
Yes.
The time is not there. I would say April. You are not happy what you are doing right now, let me tell you.
That's true.
And I see 1, 2, 3 in the family. How many people are in the family? I'm not talking about 5. I see 3. How many people?
I have 2 kids and myself.
That are 3, right?
Right.
But I don't see your wife.
That's true.
Did she ever went to a psychiatrist?
Have I?
No, your wife.
Yes, she did.
There is no hope and there is no return between you and your wife. You are not living with your wife, right?
No, I'm not. No.
Love her, but stay away so far as possible.
So far, you're hitting it right on the head.
Yeah. Do you know that you have a scar on your leg?
Yes, I do.
I see it, too. And you almost drowned when you was young. You couldn't breathe. I'm not talking about water. I'm talking about, like, a kind of hyperventilation. Can you remember that?
No, I can't.
22 years old? That time?
No.
No, it don't work out. You'll be a number by your work, and I see a changing in your job. I will say in about 4.5 months. Mm-hmm. And I don't see you married for quite a long time.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, my God. I see you do your own cooking, and you hustle around, and that's the way I see your life.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Interesting. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Was it pretty much on target with your herb?
Without getting into details, the area about my wife, very much so.
Strange that he can do that, isn't it?
It is. It is
very strange.
He's just like an umpire at the ball game, calls him as he sees it.
I think what's fascinating is, if I can just interject something, I think a lot of audiences like myself, you don't know if you believe in what Peter does or not, but it's fascinating, especially if you get to talk to him.
Yeah, when you're on the receiving end, you're going to have to sit there and take the heat. You know, I would say, Peter, what do you see with me? But I'm afraid that he would tell the truth, and then my career would be shot.
I don't see him married.
Okay, Herb, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And, all right, Leon, you're on the hot seat now.
Oh, boy.
Well, I need a little break, sir.
Oh, you want a little break?
Yes.
That's all right. We'll take a little break right here. And be back with Peter Herkos. So he likes to rest just a little bit between, because otherwise you'll get Herb and Leon all mixed up.
I want to say I'd be 100% correct, but I was brought over in America in 1956 in the medical laboratory. It was also part government CIA and part...
I think it's Dr. Andrea Paharic.
Right.
Very instrumental in bringing you over here.
He was in the CIA.
Uh-huh. Andrea does?
And she just came back from China.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out on the map where he was going. He was almost arrested. He found a missile base in the ground there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Andrea has done some strange things. All right. Let's see. Leon, you're back on the hot seat.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd like to know what Peter can tell me about something very unusual that I've been working on for a long time.
Well, let's see what he sees.
Do you patent it?
I beg your pardon?
Patent it.
Did you patent it?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Well, that's a good question. It's,
It's very simple, but you're working over a long time.
Well, it's not a physical invention. It's not something like an electronic typewriter.
I didn't say that.
I guess in the future I might be able to patent it, but I haven't quite gotten that far with it.
Well, you start it for a while, and then you drop it for a while, and then you start it over again.
Well, it has been a little intermittent. That's true.
Who is Bob?
I can't think of anybody named Bob right now in my circle of acquaintances.
But you work the most of the time at night, don't you?
Well, I've been staying up late, that's true, many nights lately.
You cannot sit still anyhow.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I see two people. How many people are in the home now?
I'm the only one.
No, but normally?
In recent years, just myself.
And who is Anne? Female?
Well, my grandmother's name is Anne.
It is somebody that passed away, sir.
Yeah, well, my grandmother passed away.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, her name was Anne, and some people called her Anne, I think.
Yeah. She passed away.
Yeah, many years ago.
Did you have developed it, that stuff?
Did I what?
Did you have developed it?
Did I develop it?
Yeah.
My project?
Yeah.
Well, I've been kind of developing it for many years. You might put it that way. It's been
but you never make a dime out of it. You never have raised money for it.
It's been evolving. I've been using the term evolve or evolution. I think develop is a quite pertinent word.
Well, you can do it, but it costs money, but you didn't have raised money for it.
I didn't what?
You didn't raise the money for it.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm trying to raise money. That's true.
That's what you should do. And finish it completely.
Well, I'd like to know how to raise the money.
Well, I'll put an ad in the paper.
I was going to take notes here.
Well, that might be a good idea.
I never see you married again.
Again?
I never see you married again.
Well, I haven't been married in the first place.
Yeah, but you're dealing with a woman. You have lived with a woman.
Well, my mother was here with me many years.
I'm not talking about sex, but you have lived with a mother. She was for many years, not 5 years, but many years in your home, in the place. With your mom.
Yeah.
But now you live not with your mother anymore.
That's right.
I don't see your mother anymore, sir.
Well, she passed away.
No, she passed away without saying goodbye to you. And she was buried on a Friday, or she died on a Friday.
That's close. It was actually a Saturday.
It was Friday night, about 3:30.
So that would be a Saturday.
And she passed away without saying goodbye to you.
Well, she said quite a few words to me that were fairly considerable number of words.
That was later,
by
sir.
By nature, she didn't actually say goodbye.
No, that was before you visit her.
I beg your pardon?
That was before you visit her.
The yeah, mother... at home. Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. She said some goodbye type words at home.
Right.
And then she went into a coma at the hospital. We didn't actually say goodbye, strictly speaking.
Yeah. Well, it also had to do with she also had to do with a stroke. Do you know that the doctor told you that she had a tumor?
Who does?
Your mom.
She never had a tumor as far as I know, at least.
In the brains?
Well, that was my father's mother.
No, I talk about your mother.
Uh-huh. Well, my mother never had any kind of never had a brain tumor to my
mom. How come that she came unconscious then?
I beg your pardon?
How come that she came conscious?
How come she came conscious?
Unconscious, got into a yes. coma.
Well, she had congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
And that was certainly enough to render her unconscious. But she didn't have a brain tumor, to my knowledge.
And did she never complain about headaches?
Very little that I can recall.
Yeah. But it was about 3:30 when she passed away.
No, you're asking me, so I'll tell you the truth. I don't know exactly, but it was in the evening around roughly 9:45 p.m.
Well, then I was missed, but I saw about 3:30. Everything was over at 3:30. But she was always active, you know that. I don't have to tell you that.
Yes, she certainly was.
You know, from the morning at night, and she had worked like... She had worked for two people when she was young. She didn't have a happy life in her life at all.
She was disappointed with her life, that's true.
That's right.
All right, Leon.
Okay, sir.
How was that going?
Thank you very much.
Let me give you the telephone numbers. The lines are full, but you can jot them down to try to get... No secrets, you know.
Oh, hi, Bill.
How are you?
Peter, how are you doing?
Hi.
Good.
I'm doing fine.
Well, I've been tracking you for a lot of years. I've been aware of you from way back when you first came back into this country, magazine articles and interviews on talk shows and everything. So go ahead. I'm on the hot seat here now.
What has happened with your wife?
Got divorced.
Yeah. She divorced you.
Right.
You didn't divorce her. She divorced you.
Right.
Well, you should have never married her.
Well, I don't know.
She was a very dominating person. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, we had known each other since we were 11 years old.
Yeah, that was your problem.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Who's Marie?
Who's who?
Marie.
Marie. Don't know anybody by that name.
Was it a friend of your wife?
Not that I know of. Not a Marie.
Yeah, I see. Marie. When was the last time that you talked to your wife?
About 3 weeks ago.
No, that's not true. It's about 3.5 weeks ago now.
Okay, that's pretty close.
Seconds, yeah.
All right, you want to cut the edge, all right.
Yeah. There is no return either.
No return.
You can try it and try it. It don't work out. And she's not happy at all.
Who isn't?
Your wife.
She's not.
No. She will not be happy with anybody.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'll
you know that.
Right, I'll agree with you.
I still see you working. You're not retired.
No, I'm not. I made a career change.
Do you do the wash yourself?
Do I do my wash myself?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I saw it. I see you hang up the stuff as you're washing your clothing. Yeah.
I told you, Don, you're just turning on the TV set.
Don, you also had a car accident.
No, I haven't.
Not now. A long time ago. The bumper.
Quite a ways back.
A long time ago.
A long time back, right.
Yeah. And there is nothing wrong with your stomach. Ask the doctor.
No, that's right. There isn't.
It's more nerve.
Right.
You don't sleep normal, you don't eat normal, and you don't live normal. On the moment, you are not in love with anybody.
Right, I'm not.
No. You had it.
Right, I am. Yeah, right. I'm not. I'm still in transition at this point.
How many people are working there?
Just one.
No, two.
Two.
There are two people on the payroll.
There is?
Yeah, I see two people paying.
Can't be. It's just myself.
No, I see you pay somebody else but help you.
No, there isn't anybody helping me.
Yeah, I see two people working. I want you to go to the eye doctor.
Right, okay.
Glasses.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Okay, need a checkup for glasses.
That's
I've got glasses.
Otherwise, your health is still active. And in other words, I never see you married again in your life.
No, I think you might be right there. I'm not, I think one time around was enough.
You're not that hungry anymore.
Yeah, right. I think one time around is enough.
All right. Don't move where you live. Is yours planning to move?
No, I'm not.
Don't move.
I'm not planning to.
You lived there for quite a long time. How many years you lived there?
Where I'm at now, only 2 years.
No. But you had lived before.
Before that?
Yes.
13 years.
That's right.
I've already moved. I had to move.
Yeah, but don't move this time. Stay there.
Stay where I'm at right now. For
yes,
the
yes,
years.
Yes.
Right, stay here.
You are happy there.
Still reasonably.
Yeah. Okay, so nice talking to you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Bill.
All right, thank you, Don, for
bye-bye.
Checking in. And Beverly.
Hi, Bill.
We're going to put you on the hot seat now.
Well, I feel like I hit the lottery getting to talk to Peter Herko.
Well, it's better than the lottery.
Sure is. What can you tell me about myself, Pierre?
I saw in your life two marriages, dear.
Two marriages?
Yes.
Well, make it one more.
Two marriages.
You mean there are three?
I'm on my third.
Been around, haven't you?
Two marriages. I saw two marriages. You're not that long married, huh?
How long have I been married to this one?
I don't see that many years.
Mm.
You married very young.
19.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Not 19.
Okay.
Why did you check it here?
Okay.
What is wrong with your tooth?
My tooth?
Yeah.
Well, I have a dental appointment Tuesday.
Man, otherwise you get an infection.
I'm having it pulled Tuesday.
Yeah.
I just made the appointment.
You better do it, otherwise you get a joint infection.
Oh.
You better go to the dentist.
You're right on.
Yeah? Don't divorce him.
No?
No, you was planning, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But don't do it.
Don't?
Why don't you talk states out? Sometimes you have no feelings for him.
I know I don't.
You are a very sensitive person, and you want a little attention, but you never get attention from him.
No, I don't.
You know that.
And he's listening.
A big pun?
He's listening right now.
Well, he's not a bad person.
No.
But I think you should overthink twice before you divorce. You know what you have, but you don't know what you get.
Yeah, that's why I stayed.
Right. Wake him up a little bit. Say, come on, let's go to the movie. Do something.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do anything.
That's what I said, but he's not a bad person. Don't divorce him. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Beverly.
Can I tell you, Bill?
Yeah, good.
He's right on the tooth. I had a toothache, and I called the dentist to make the appointment Tuesday.
Great.
And I have been thinking about divorcing my husband very seriously.
And
he's just right on everything he said.
Well, now you're going to have to work it out with your husband there.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Beverly. Very good. Peter, batting good on that one. We have Christy on the line. Hi, Christy.
Hello, how are you?
Well, so far, so good. You want a little break? Can you wait just a little bit there, Christy?
Yeah.
Because we don't want to get you mixed up with Beverly. Or otherwise, you'll end up with a toothache and
no, thanks.
Hanging on with something.
I can do without that.
All right.